With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump on the stump in Iowa Saturday.
We've now beaten the radical left Democrats, election rigging, ballot qualification scam in Colorado and Michigan and Minnesota and New Hampshire and other states, and we're just on our way. It was just another idea they talked about, the 14th Amendment. They came up with this concept. Maybe we can keep them up.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump continues to lead the GOP field in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley is gaining, though. White House correspondent Greg Clugston looks at the numbers.
A new CNN poll conducted by the University of New Hampshire shows Trump with 42% of the vote. He's followed by Haley at 20%, moving her into second place ahead of other GOP rivals. Chris Christie is at 14%, then Ron DeSantis at 9%. Haley's support in New Hampshire has climbed 8 percentage points from the last CNN-UNH poll in September. The state will hold its presidential primaries on January 23rd. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United Auto Workers Union has overwhelmingly ratified a new contract with Ford and Stellantis, a pact that, along with similar deals with General Motors, will raise pay across the industry. Ford workers voted 69% in favor of the deal, which passed with nearly a 15,000-vote margin in balloting that ended yesterday. Workers at Stellantis, the maker of Jeep, Dodge, and Ram vehicles, also went 69% in favor. Last week, GM workers narrowly approved. The board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it's pushed out its co-founder and CEO Sam Altman and replaced him with an interim CEO. It says the move came after a review found that Altman was, quote, not consistently candid in his communications with the board and lacked confidence in him. This is SRN News. A leading Christian researcher says part of the reason America is in trouble is because her churches have gone astray. Dr. George Barna is co-founder of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
As we've interviewed senior pastors across the country, we found that there are five factors that our churches typically measure. How many people show up, how much money we raise, how many programs we offer, how many staff people we've hired, and how much square footage we built out. Jesus didn't die for any of those things.
And there's another problem.
Also, in interviewing pastors of churches across the country, what we find is that only 37% of Christian pastors have a biblical worldview. That's barely one-third.
Barna says if churches don't fix the problems within their own walls, they will never be able to influence the country. He's just released a new book for parents called Raising Spiritual Champions. This is SRN News. Oregon's drug decriminalization law is now facing a major backlash.
Authorities say that's because of a surge in public drug use fueled by fentanyl and an increase in synthetic opioid overdose deaths. Now, the measure will be among the top issues in the upcoming legislative session that starts next month. Republicans have proposed reimposing criminal penalties for drug possession. Even some top Democrats who back the law now say they are open to amending it. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 19th. It is the 323rd day of 2023. There are just 42 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1863, President Lincoln dedicated a national cemetery at the site of the Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. We all remember the speech. This is SRN News.